The city of Cottage Grove hopes a new business can sweeten its local economy. A budding chocolatier opened a storefront this fall with an emphasis on direct trade buying and educating customers on where their food comes from. KLCC's Brian Bull paid a visit to Sanity Chocolate and has this report.
In the back of Mike Haven's kitchen, round metal appliances spin and whir, churning velvety ripples of dark milk and white chocolate. Haven explains.
We're looking at our wet grinders, basically a stainless steel bowl that has a granite base with two granite wheels. It reduces the particle size of the nibs from the cacao beans that we roasted.
Caven's riding high on his recent win in Cottage Grove's Business Challenge. Sanity Chocolate took top prize over two dozen competitors, earning his business $6,000 to invest in new equipment. On the walls hang heavy burlap bags that used to contain cacao pods from places like Mexico, Trinidad, Belize, and Ecuador.
We work through a couple different brokers who do the direct trade, who work with the farmers. You know, one of our core values is working with ingredients that are not just sustainable for us and the environment, but are sustainable for the farmer. And in most cases, they're a community that their whole livelihood is based around producing this product that we so very much enjoy.
For the City of Eugene firefighter, chocolate is a passion. It started off with a tour of a Kauai chocolate farm a couple years ago. His wife, Bob, bought him some cocoa beans, and he ran with it. Caven says he's really learned a lot since then.
Patience, I think, is the most important, and a willingness to try and know that your product is what you put into it, and part of it also is intuition, taste, feel, look.
The Caven's 7-year-old son, Adrian, also contributed. He created the logo that graces every Sanity chocolate product. Adrian recalls the frenzied moment of inspiration that led to the distinct, bushy-haired stick figure design.
My mom was like, my sanity's running away, so I made a little dude. And then I sold my mom lots of fixes, and then she made the logo of this place, Sanity.
There are more than 100 varieties of Caven's bean-to-bar chocolate. Customers Danielle Steele and Rob York are checking out some at a recent sampling event.
Here we have the cocoa chai white.
Oh, nice. This chai is like my favorite anyways.
I like the coffee chocolate. Pretty tasty. I think it's going to go pretty good with, anything actually.
Caven says he applies the same handcrafted artisan philosophy that's reinvented beer and coffee in recent decades.
Some people say we're 15 years behind craft beer, 30 years behind coffee. The movement where people care about what's in their food, care about where it comes from, is really driving this. And the reality of craft chocolate, it's really an open industry as far as makers' willingness to share what they're doing, what they're trying, because everything I do to the bean will change what that chocolate bar tastes like.
Ultimately, Caven hopes to pump more revenue into the Cottage Grove economy by relocating downtown within 5 years. Given the Sanity Chocolate's appeal and business strategy, that's no crazy scheme. Brian Bull, KLCC News.